right, we are getting ready to go over to the Borough Planning and Zoning meeting in the auditorium. If you want to call in during public comment, please call 486-3181.
As many of you are aware, there was kind of a misstatement in the paper about this process had stopped. Tonight here, we had postponed this from the 12th because we were not able to accommodate people, and a lot of people had left before they were able to get up to the microphone. And many of them had gone home and tried to call, but due to those, we had set up this meeting here, and it's part of the process we're going through. A few things I'd say is that for the most part, if you spoke at the January 12th meeting, we'd ask that you please wait a little bit until others have had a chance to comment. And if you're 89 years old or older, you get to speak first. And what we're going to do tonight, many of you noticed on the previous meetings that we had, we basically extended the comment period from 3 minutes to 5 minutes. Tonight, we're going to leave it at the 3 minutes, and I'll explain in a bit why that'll be. We will be able to have phone-in comments, and then we'll basically kind of ask you to wait while we try and take some of those. One of the things for the logistics for the phone-in comments tonight are different than during our regular meetings, so please try and bear with us. The phone number for tonight is 486-3181, and that will go through KMXT radio station and then be relayed over to us here. And so if you are calling in, please remember to turn down your radio. And for those in outlying areas and in the other cities around Kodiak, please feel free to call in at any time. And with that, I'd also like to say that it was stated in the paper that the joint work session between the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Borough Assembly was going to be February 12th. That is incorrect. It'll be March 12th on there, just for clarify that too. Let's see. One of the things I wanted to state at the beginning of the meeting here is that those of you that had listened or were at the meeting, it was stated that basically one of the members had stated they were going to make the motion to postpone indefinitely. And it's my understanding that that motion will be made when we close the public hearing tonight and acted upon there. And so that's one of the reasons for basically trying to hold the comments to 3 minutes instead of extending to five, because this will be the last public hearing of these codes. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and call the meeting to order for February 5th, 2015, special meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission at, 6:34. That was, February 4th. Would everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baldwin?
Here.
Mr. Schmidt?
Here.
Ms. Drabeck?
Here.
Ms. Painter?
Here.
Mr. Arndt?
Here.
Ms. Olson? A quorum is established.
Move to amend the proposed agenda to delete the initial citizens' comments section, and then just proceed with the rest of the agenda as noticed.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And
Need a motion to excuse.
Request to excuse Pat Olson.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Next item. Okay, public hearings. We'll go ahead and move on to the public hearings. I'd like to also remind everybody to please sign in at the, as you enter the auditorium. We're trying to get an accurate record as to who's attending. And it's one of the things that used to take place at previous borough assembly and planning and zoning meetings, and I'm going to say the last 10 years that practice hasn't taken place. I'm going to see to it that that takes place at every meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission from now on, because I think it's important to not only get the people that sign in to speak at the podium in our regular chambers, but also to know and get an idea of what the numbers are at the meeting. So thank you on there. So with that, we'll go ahead and let's see. We have three titles before us that we postponed to this meeting for public hearing. That's Title 16, Subdivision, Title 17, under 17 is basically zoning, and Title 18, Borough Real Property. So at this time, with Alan?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to relax our rules so that we could entertain the motion to postpone indefinitely now. And the reason I'm doing that would be so that we could hear from the substantive comments about the draft titles. But many people may just want to tell us to do that, and I think we've gotten the message. So I think it would be appropriate to do that now and perhaps cut the night shorter for most people. So I would like to move to relax the rules so that we could entertain the motion. So I guess a two-part motion, and I would need to get a second on the motion to relax the rules.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Go ahead. Anything else you want to say?
Well, need to get a vote on that, okay. And then I would make the motion.
Okay, on the motion to relax the rules, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Alan?
At this point, I move to postpone indefinitely draft titles 16, 17, and 18.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to postpone indefinitely titles 16, 17, and 18. Alan, you want to speak to them?
Well, my intent would be to, because I know I don't want to discourage people from speaking, but the substantive comments about the code revisions are very much appreciated. We'd like to hear those, and we will be here as long as we need to, up to 11 o'clock, to do that. But people that might have been inclined just to speak, telling us to postpone indefinitely, you wouldn't really need to do that at this point if the motion passes at this stage.
Okay, any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Maria?
With that motion, postpone indefinitely, it does kill it, but you can bring it up at a different session. I just wanted you to be aware of that. So I also have another motion that I would like to entertain. I move that the commission modify the existing Kodiak Island Borough Code titles 16, 17, 18. The modification would be a simplification of the existing code to improve the ease of use, to give clarity, to maximize freedom of private property use, and to limit control of local government power.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Now we have basically two motions on the floor here. Prior to acting with the concurrence of the motion Mr. Makers, on these two motions, I'd like to get us into a public hearing to take the audience comments.
We need roll call on the motion.
A discussion at this stage.
Okay.
Discussion.
Okay. Maria, as a motion maker.
Okay. One of the ways that we can implement this is doing it by the commission first and then having the assembly to approve that. I believe that's how it goes. Someone can correct me. But the pace for the modification would be one title at a time and a very small section. After that section has been approved by the commission, it will then be sent to the assembly for final approval. That's kind of the gist of what I'm trying to get moving so that we could have something that's more palatable for the community.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Alan.
I'm inclined to vote against that at this stage for several reasons. One is, I'd like to think about it a bit longer than just having a few minutes here to do that, but I also had been having thoughts on how to proceed, and I'm looking forward to the joint work session with the Assembly on the 12th of March. This process got started long before the folks that are on the Commission now got onto the Commission, and it really got started with a comprehensive plan update back in about 2008, which was adopted by the Assembly, that had some fairly specific things to do about the code, updating the code, but it didn't, from my review of it, specifically state a comprehensive rewrite. Somehow things got into that comprehensive rewrite process, and so that's what we were given and what we've been working with. But I would like to get some initial guidance from the Assembly on, and perhaps with some input from the Commission on specific areas that are new in the revision we've been working on that they might want to consider giving us some direction to proceed. But and I'd like to get something that can be managed in, say, a 3 or 4 month block of time, because this process that takes 6 or 7 years and you get turnover of staff, turnover of the Assembly, turnover of the Commission, it just is ripe for causing lots of problems. People don't remember why they're going away. So I'd like to see us get some direction from the Assembly, bite off some manageable sections, be it in Title 16, Title 17, or Title 18, but something we could, and staff can wrap our arms around and get a product out within a 2 or 3 month period of time so that we're moving forward in that type of fashion. So I'd like to not sort of set in stone what we have to be doing right now, which may involve another multi-year process of doing a comprehensive rewrite on various sections in this interest of simplifying, et cetera. So that's kind of how I would like to see
okay.
it go.
Any other discussion on the motion? One thing I'd like to say is the motion to me is more like a mission statement as to what we would like to try and see the code. I think it's also a good starting point in going into a work session with the Assembly on. So, Neil, you have a question?
No, can you switch me on? I need to, it's an emergency message. There's been a road traffic accident out to the front of the high school. Both entrances are currently blocked with emergency vehicles. So if any members of the public are still trying to get here, they need to come via the main elementary entrance and park out by the armory. But the entire Reznov side is blocked and both entrances are blocked.
Thank you, Neil. Okay, back to the motion that we have before us. I think it's at this time more of a statement that as to how we'd like to try and see this go forward on there. So the motion isn't making any changes at this point to either to the existing codes. So I guess I would support it at this time. So any other discussion on the motion?
It needs to be restated just before voting.
Would you? And where does it start? Okay, it's been moved to modify the existing Kodiak Island Borough Code Title 16, 17, and 18. The modifications would be a simplification of the existing code to improve the ease of use, to give clarity, to maximize freedom of private property use, and to limit control of local government power. That's the motion. Any further discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mr. Schmidt?
No.
Ms. Drabeck?
No.
Ms. Painter?
Yes.
Mr. Arndt?
Yes. Motion fails, 3-2.
Does anyone wish to change your vote?
Does anybody wish to change their vote? Okay, motion fails, 3-2. Now we have, at this time, we have the motion to postpone indefinitely before us. Unless there's objections, I'd like to go into the getting testimony from the people on the public hearing portion of 16, 17, and 18 before we act on that. Is there any problem with any objections to that?
Again, just my suggestion, if we vote on it and it passes, could save the folks the time that we're just going to tell us to do that, and we could hear substantively on the comment.
Mr. Chair? The
yes.
motion to postpone trumps the motion that has been on the floor for some time. So there's no action to be taken on the original motion.
That's my problem with it.
But we still have the citizens' comment section.
No, I think that's inappropriate.
Yes,
we advertised a public hearing on 16, 17, and 18, and I think it's premature. So at this time, I'll vote against the motion. Maria?
I think it's important that the public have the opportunity to speak just in case this motion to postpone indefinitely creeps up again because it can, and the motion that I presented failed. So I think it's important that the public still have the opportunity to speak, however we decide to do that.
Yeah, well, my... Ellen?
I want to hear comments about the code. I welcome them.
Right, but the problem is this trumps
I understand.
That. So you have a choice of either withdrawing it or we take a vote on the motion.
We can't go into
no, it trumps.
A regular meeting and open the public hearing?
No, she's saying it trumps this action.
The motion to postpone killed the original motion to forward the titles.
And open the public hearing.
You can still take public comment, though.
You can take citizen comments. It'll kill it at that time. So I'd like to see you withdraw it and not have to vote it down.
Scott, you already voted on it.
No, we didn't vote on it.
The motion to postpone indefinitely has been voted on.
No, we didn't.
You did a voice vote. Yes, you did a voice vote.
I'm corrected.
Shit.
It's citizens' comments.
At this time, according to the parliamentarian, 16, 17, and 18 have been postponed indefinitely, which trumps the public hearing process. And now what we do is we go into citizen comments, which lets you speak on anything you'd like to speak to, which includes 16, 17, and 18. So with that, I had said that Dr. Bob could speak first. Dr. Bob?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. Let me reintroduce myself in case any of you young folks on the commission or in the audience were not here at the last hearing. I am Dr. Bob Johnson. 77 of my 89 years have been spent here. Alaska was a territory when I came with my parents in 1938. My father was a surgeon, the first permanent doctor in Kodiak. It was a peaceful, quiet fishing village, but the next 2 years saw the construction and occupation of a naval station. The first mayor and council were elected in 1940, and the city of Kodiak was born. The next year, Pearl Harbor initiated the war with Japan, and we became a military boom town. The salmon fishery grew with the town. We became the 49th state and celebrated as a king crab capital of the world on the 1st of May in 1959. The Good Friday earthquake and tidal wave destroyed downtown in 1964, and urban renewal rebuilt it over the next 10 years. The crab went west in the mid-80s, and we settled into developing our multiple fisheries. All this time, the cost of living rose, but business was good until the turn of the century when we stopped growing. But the powers that be kept spending and the cost of living kept rising. Then came this attempt by P&Z to replace Section 16, 17, 18 of the Borough Code. The attempt was such a complication of errors, restrictions, punitive penalties, and militant power that it was impossible to revise piece by piece, which is what P&Z was looking for at their first hearing. Thanks to Jamie Fagan, many of us took a long look at the code. As you know, everyone who testified at the first hearing protested, and there appeared to be nothing to do but scrap it. It had to go. Now, we would ask the commission to move to ask the Borough Assembly to scrap this code revision in its entirety and to revise our current code. It needs to be more simple, easier to understand, and certainly more people-friendly. We are widely known as a friendly small town and would like to stay that way without excessive restrictions and exorbitant fines.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. To you.
I'm assuming it's my turn. I signed up right after Dr. Bob. My name's Tim Booch. Lisa, my wife, and my son, Sam, have lived here, well, Lisa and I, for the past 35 years. My son, since 1989. But I just want to say to the young people or anybody that isn't a landed gentry, as I heard that term in the paper, if you love Kodiak, you love your friends, you see the unique culture that we have here, please speak up. You will likely, if we can form a social compact here, be able to get some property and have a home. But I just want to put some facts out here the way I see them. And this is in the spirit of solidarity and love and concern for my fellow brothers and sisters here. But at the end of the last meeting, the chairman came out with his statement that I thought was revealing, very confrontational. And then I saw a move in the right direction with a new chairman. But I do want to just call attention to Tuesday's paper, if you haven't read it. I read one of the worst statements I've ever read in this paper in 35 years, and it was from the borough assessor. And the article says, official says inspectors face death threats. Okay, and then the statement was, there are people out there saying things like, shoot them in the face, shoot them, just kill them, click, click, boom, boom. I think that's an exaggeration, but it certainly wasn't productive. But what I'd like to do is read off some social networking that we can do. We can come together and form alliances here. And I'm going to read out some websites. And they are as follows: stopthepirates.com, stopthecrime.net, creditorsincommerce.com, understandingcontractlawandyouwin. And then for those of you that were here when Rosa Corey gave her presentation, she has the Post Sustainability Institute. And if you click on her site, go specifically to a winning strategy. And it's very productive. And there were some statements that were made that I think we just cannot forget. One of them was that there's been a $60 million overrun on the high school. Well, I've contracted before. I can see that that's possible. It seems like an exaggeration. Probably isn't. If it isn't, I didn't contract for that. So what I'm getting at is, you know, we can form alliances here. I think it's the key to this.
Miss.
And in the power, and in the, I'm almost done. Just again, in the spirit of solidarity, I say we do that. And, you know, one last thing is the process. The process is coming together. What we're doing here, this process that you're killing, well, you didn't kill this process. Even if we didn't have a meeting, we still would have been here. But I just want to make sure I understand, you're going to kill 16, 17, and 18, not the process. That's how I understand it. So anyway, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tim. We got two mics here, one at the head of each aisle. So, Mr. Painter?
Dr. Bob, in his talk there, had one line that summed up what I believe most of these people here, I can't speak for anyone else, but I think the feeling is that what most of us wanted from you, that is to stop 16, 17, and 18 from going forward and revamp our old code. You had both those motions before you, and you guys failed to do it for us. We've been here for months now, trying to get that done. That's why everybody's here, and you couldn't get it done. And we don't want it to go on to the assembly and on and on. We want it done now, not a week from now, not a month from now. And we don't want a three-month, another one shoved down our throat, something that you're going to do in 3 months. We want the old code taken a piece at a time and done precisely and in an orderly manner where all of us can come and get our information on each section of it. And if it takes 3 months or 3 years, we don't care. We'll do it a piece at a time and get it done right, where it helps this community.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Bonnie McDonald. The borough has spent over 4 years, over $400,000 on consultant fees, an inordinate amount of borough employee time, energies, and how much in wages on 16, 17, and 18. Okay? I went back to the original documents, some of the out-of-the-box suggestions by your professional consultants were very good. But what we are sitting with here today is unacceptable. There's some good stuff in there, but the majority of it, we don't need to go there. This is Kodiak. I thank you for listening to the people. We are Kodiak. Thank you for listening. We need this killed. We need to work from the original existing code, segment at a time. Get a citizen input committee together to work with you. The borough and the assembly, they've exhausted me. We're banking on you. You can work with us. Let us put a committee together. Just ordinary people. We're not Mensa candidates, okay? But we do have common sense and logic. No personal agendas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Fred Barber. My wife, Mary, and I own the Olds River Inn at mile 30 of Chiniac Highway. We like to share our frustration with this process. Prior to purchasing our 10 acres in 2007, we asked the seller to have it rezoned rural neighborhood commercial so that we could build our project and meet all the zoning requirements for our restaurant, bar, and inn. In 2011, we finally opened the restaurant and bar. Fast forward to October of last year, we see there's a notice of public hearings with the proposed code zoning changes on the borough website. That notice has no mention of changing our zoning. Yet on page 10, it shows they want to combine the urban and rural neighborhood commercial districts. It also singles out by stating the Olds River Inn is the only parcel zoned RNC in practice. The borough says these districts are fairly similar in allowable uses, which is simply not true. With the proposed changes, 99% of the permitted uses in the RNC zone now would require a conditional use permit would not be allowed at all. For what we have now, it would be conditional use. For instance, hotel, motels, bars, and lounges were permitted in RNC, but under the proposed change, they would require a conditional use permit. These are just a few of the proposed changes in our zoning. This is our business. We were never notified. We had to research this on our own, and it's very frustrating. According to the borough's own 2008 comp plan, one of their stated goals is to encourage new businesses. Instead, these proposed changes would stifle them, especially in the rural neighborhood commercial zoning. It's obvious this ship has steered off course. I fear that all these proposed changes will take opportunities and freedoms away from all of us. We encourage the Planning and Zoning Commission to postpone all of this indefinitely. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
My name is Neil Bertram. I got here in 1973. I've been a longshoreman for 40 years down at the city and Sealand Docks. It's been a great place to live. You know, I like the freedom. I like the, you know, government was small. I never really paid that much attention to what they were doing. I'd like to thank the people that made this information available to me. I'm a home owner, I'm a veteran. You know, and I like the way Alaska treated their veterans and their old people. I believe that the government is here to serve the people, not the other way around, and I don't see much of that coming up. We've had no notice. All these massive pages of understandable bureaucratic stuff is really beyond what we need. What we need is something for us. If I wanted to live in United Nations or down south, I'd do it. This is Kodiak, Alaska, and we have a right to have our feelings represented. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank?
Yeah, I'm Frank Bishop, longtime resident here, more than most people probably, but not as many as Bob. Scott, I heard Marie make a motion a little while ago that would have completely eliminated this whole problem that we have now. And yet, to me, it seems like this is a backdoor attempt by planning to shove something down our throat that we don't want. I've been to every planning meeting, and everybody has spoke, and surely you've heard us. We don't want the borough assembly piecemealing by amendment coming back and saying, well, we're going to put this in a month from now. Or planning over here saying, well, let's do this. Let's just stick this by there. We want this thing destroyed so we can start over. We want the people of Kodiak have been heard. Now it's up to you guys. And I really respect you guys for doing your job. It's a hard job. And I'll be the first person in this audience to say for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been neglecting my civic duties because I thought the borough assembly and our elected representatives were supposed to be working for the people of Kodiak. I was very much wrong. So this is what I would like to say. I would just like to see another motion brought forward so that this can be over with once and for all and the Planning and Zoning Commission can get down to the work of establishing a borough code that is not detrimental to the people of Kodiak and their land, whether it be residential land or commercial land. We need something that works. I'm sorry if this 6-year fiasco has been a fiasco, but it is. I just ask you to reconsider what Marie has put on the table and do it over. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jana Turvey, and I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I agree with you, Frank. I would like to applaud the commission for actually postponing indefinitely the three titles that were in front of you, but I have to commend Commissioner Painter for her motion. Although you may have read it or understood it to be a mission statement, I heard the commissioner to say that the title would be taken one piece at a time, small sections would be amended, and then the recommendations made to the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly, so that the community of Kodiak could make comment to those small sections and everybody would be included. I myself, sir, do not find that to be a mission statement. I find that to be inclusive of the citizens of this valuable community. And my fear is, by only postponing it indefinitely, you can always undo a postponement. And there might not be any notice to the hundreds of people who have taken the time out of their personal lives and busy days to come here before you and testify. It's imperative that you allow the process to move forward, small pieces, be inclusive, and don't turn a deaf ear. Don't bring it back under the sheets, don't bring it back under the table, and allow the assembly to address it without the people that live here being heard. You've heard them. Reconsider the commissioner's motion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Todd Heiner. These codes are taking away our constitutional rights that our forefathers of this nation fought to give us. The Pilgrims left England because of the high taxes of King George II. They risked their lives to come to America to leave the tyranny of the raising taxes. They instilled laws that protect us from this tyranny. It is time for us as Americans to stand up and take back this awesome country that the United Nations is trying to subtly take away from us. Fairbanks fought this and kicked out Agenda 21 and ICLEI out of their city codes. We need to learn from them and get it out of ours. Sustainable development is a joke. We need to stand up with our new community leaders who are willing to fight this awful thing. We are Americans. Our forefathers would want us to rise up against this tyranny. Let's simplify our current existing code. Let's do it as a community and its members, working together with the borough and city to come up with a simple solution. Let's look at the problems that the community members and borough members have when trying to discern the current codes. We chose to live in Kodiak and raise our families here. We can only take it for a few weeks a year when we visit the lower 48. Alaska and Kodiak is a unique environment. It is special. So why are we hiring or taking advice from people who screwed up the lower 48? So quickly we forget about when we were young, all the opportunities we had when we were growing up in Kodiak, Alaska. Let us never forget. Oh, I missed. Better start over here. I want my kids and grandkids to have the same opportunities we had. It's only fair. Here's a quote. Most bad government has grown out of too much government. Thomas Jefferson. Government's first duty is to protect the people, not run their lives. President Ronald Reagan. Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
It was once said that the moral test of government is how that government treats those who are in the dawn of life, the children, those who are in the twilight of life, the elderly, and those who are in the shadow of life, the sick, the needy, and the handicapped, Hubert Humphrey. I would like my children and theirs to have the same opportunities we had when we were young. I'm just about done. I would like to see the elderly afford to stay in Kodiak and not taxed out of here. The care of human life and happiness and their destruction is the first and only object of good government, Thomas Jefferson. I could go on with, I'm just about done here, but the codes here just don't make any sense for me and my family. I was raised to be able to build things out of pocket, and this sustainable development and the ways we have to put money down before we can build things, this is just totally wrong. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Mike?
Mike Rusted here. First of all, I'd like to thank the commission for giving us the opportunity again to express our views, and I hope we get it this time. We experienced a bit of a pseudo-victory, but I'm just warning people not to get too comfortable, because these things do sneak up. And I would recommend that, as Ms. Painter's motion, I agree wholeheartedly with that, and I think that Mr. Smith, in your idea, I'm afraid that you want to resurrect some of the new code to bring into the old code. That was my own personal opinion. I think we need watchdogs. Somebody from the group that took the time to research these codes, someone such as Jamie Fagan or Rob Lindsay, Kyle Crow, I recommend that somebody representing that group would be work with the commission and looking at the current codes and take them piece by piece. I think that's a very good idea. It's just, as people talk about Kodiak, I've been here since 1978. I've been a teacher as well as a writer and done a number of other things. And I come to the conclusion there are two groups of people in Kodiak, those who just love being here, and we heard a lot of that tonight, and those who are trying to figure out what's wrong with the rest of us. But I fear that if we allow this monstrosity of big government to grow and grow and grow and feed me like the plant in the shop of little of horrors, I'm afraid that some of those who love the place might move to the other side, and that would break my heart. As Thomas Jefferson said, I believe it was him, that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, and we're never going to be able to fully rest because these things will keep cropping up. And I think we need to recognize that although this seems to be, to some, a mundane time, we look at these details, we think of assembly meetings, we think of long hours, and we think of it as kind of a boring thing, but I think we need to recognize the significance of this. You know, our men and women go off to fight, at least symbolically, for freedom in this country, and freedom is not and liberty are not just some abstract concepts that theologians and politicians pontificate on, but these are everyday, nitty-gritty situations like we're seeing now. And believe me, if we don't nip this in the bud, we could grow into a place like communities in Oregon, California, Chicago, where you have to pay tax on putting a for rent sign out in your yard, or you have to give the government 1% of the sale of your house when you make a sale. I mean, these sort of things are very possible. So again, I would recommend that you get somebody from the grassroots to work with you on looking at these codes that are existing. And again, thank you for your time, and thank you, Kodiak, for showing up.
Thank you, Mike.